Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Monday night, our tribute to all frontline workers. It's our military tribute. You have reached live the Rolling Energy Group live radio show. So tonight, I want to enlighten you. I'm hoping to excite you. I'm hoping to educate you. I'm hoping to share some information about a gentleman that inspired many, many people. We're going to talk about an inspired, revolutionary, innovative, cutting-edge technology that was inspired by Nikola Tesla himself. Back in about 1895, Nikola Tesla had in his journal a picture of a car, a couple drawings, and this car was basically driving by itself. And around 1920, he was working on quantum resonating energy and his free electricity to everyone and radio frequencies. And he had a picture of a little box that was 3.5 inches wide by about 5 inches long. And some of you may know that as a cell phone today, but he was working on it in 1920. But before I get too much into everything, I need to do a little housekeeping and a little cleaning here. First of all, we are not here to diagnose, prevent, talk about any kind of cures, preventable diseases, anything medical. This show has not been evaluated by any government agency or government regulatory agencies. So we will not discuss anything medical. So if you ask something medical, we will basically cut you off or tell you to reword it. You need to dance around it because we are not practitioners, doctors, anything to do with medical. So please refrain from asking us medical questions. Second thing, we will not discuss kind of potential income claims because we don't make any income claims because every single person that calls into our show is unique. Every single person has its own uniqueness and individualism. Some people will listen to this technology and say, wow, I want to be involved, and they can see into the future. But some people will listen to this, and they won't be able to believe what they're hearing. Matter of fact, I'm going to challenge you to not accept anything you hear me or Professor Herb says tonight. I'm going to challenge you I want you to do your own research, in other words. I want you to do your due diligence and don't just take our word for this. I want you to dig deep. And really, honestly, I want you to try it to prove me wrong. Can you prove me and Herb wrong? Now, I'm going to do a little question and answer session with everyone on the call tonight. So I'd like you to go ahead and press 1 right now and get into the queue. Now, Professor Herb and I both have built brick-and-mortar businesses and had sales organizations that exceeded $3.6 million upwards to $10 million every single year. We've done that for many, many years. We both have marketing degrees. We both have business degrees. But Professor Herb, his is a little bit higher standard than mine. Mine's just a regular, two-year business degree, even though I got a four-year college degree. But Herb actually was a professor at two major universities. He wrote two curriculums for this university, two different universities, and he actually was a teacher to college students and graduate students as well. So we always like to bring him on board. He's got an MBA. He's got a speech degree. He has a psychology degree. But what Herb is known for more than anything else in the world, and maybe you know somebody that's done this, maybe you don't, but Herb is a naturist. He has literally taken more than 1 million-plus people all over the world out into deserts, out into jungles, out into swamps, out into places that you had never dreamed of, all around the world, and is a worldly traveler. He's taken people on this journey called a weed walk. Now, Herb, like I said, taught this to graduate students as well as college students. So we're going to ask him a couple questions. We got several people that have already popped up. So we're going to bring on Professor Herb Samuels. Herb, are you here?
I certainly am. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. We've already got a couple people that are probably on the line tonight. So we're going to go ahead and open up their lines before I start quizzing you. If we can, let's go ahead and open up a couple more lines. Anybody got any questions that's popped up? I know there may be one or two that have that. Anybody else?
8421, you're alive.
That's Irv.
Oh, that's Pam.
And the other number's Scott Rosenberg, I think.
7359.
8421 is me.
Okay, well, we got somebody. All right.
Both are alive.
What question do you have that we're fixing to start? What question can we answer for you and address, ma'am? Your first name?
Hey, it's Pam.
Hi, Pam.
Okay.
Welcome.
Oh,
hey.
Pam.
Yeah, it's me.
Well, we know who invited you. Great. What questions do you have tonight for us before we get really rocking into all the questions? You got any wisdom, any testimonials? Have you tried anything that I've shared with you or Herb shared with you?
I have, and I took your challenge, you won again.
I love that.
That's all I can say. So you had challenged me last week to use the earthen card, charge some water, put it in the blue spray bottle with the food freshness sticker on it, and spray a mat in front of my cash register at my store where we sell crystals and all kinds of cool stuff, tie-dye and sage and incense. And so I just have to tell you that I was not able to prove you wrong, and I did more money on Saturday in the store by myself than we usually do on a psychic fair Saturday when I have about 2, 3, sometimes 4 helpers. So, and you asked me to notice if I was getting more impulse buying at the register, and the answer is yes. So you can imagine my register is now packed with premium stuff. It's awesome. It was so fun. I watched it.
Works. You know what? I tell you what you ought to be doing. You ought to be buying some more mats and placing the mats several different places throughout your store and spraying them down with water.
Oh, trust me, Gary. Today I was spraying in front of everything, spraying over everything, and I had a great day for a Monday. 3 times what I usually do on a Monday. So it's
good
phenomenal.
Deal.
And now my little brain is clicking. How can I help other small business owners, you know, this way? So that's how my brain is clicking.
You want to know how?
Yes.
Well, it's real
simple.
Let's
start with Scott and my routines just today alone. You know, again, you know, we took a little time, and we decided to randomly call on a variety of different kinds of businesses. And I'll pass it to Scott because I do it all the time. It's his sort of, you know, kind of mentoring experience as to, you know, how the fun proceeds. And here is today's fun.
So we started.
Well, hello, Scott.
Hi, good evening, everyone. How are you all doing? Wonderful.
We started at a golf course.
We started a golf course today that we'd never been to before, and we did some muscle testing. And one gentleman, he was pretty amazed that his friend couldn't push his arm down. We pushed it down like nothing until he put the card in his hand and held the card for 50 seconds, the earthing card. And when he did that, then he held the card in his hand and stuck his arm back out. He had about 30% more strength, and his friend was not able to push it down. It was that noticeable that, you know, the guy's like, wow. So then we got the information for the manager of the golf course, and then we had a conversation with her this evening, and she works in quantum physics, so that's pretty cool. What's the chances of that? So now we sent her a bunch of information, and she's going to take it to the board of the golf course, and then they will make a decision whether we get to go and do a live presentation or not. So that was that one. And so then we left there, and we went down to a place called Butterfly Gardens, and it used to be a floral shop, but she doesn't do that anymore. Now she just does flowers and hanging baskets and plants. We ended up there selling an earthing card and a wow pet tag. So... we have an appointment to stop back over next week, and if they get results, which I know they will with their circumstances that they have troubling them, I'm certain of it, that then they are going to look to purchase a bigger package. So we have another appointment to follow up back there next week, which is a wonderful little store. They had a lot, the woman and her mother were there, very, very, very nice people. So then we went to a tobacco shop, and we got the girl there. She's interested in making money. So you don't know who you're going to find or who you're going to be able to help along the way. And then we went to a pet groomer then. And she is going to go over the brochures and look at it and talk to some of her clients about it. And then she's going to get back, and I got a number to follow up with her. If I didn't hear from her within a week, if it was okay to follow up with her, and she said certainly. So, and we tried to invite all of these people to the radio show to get them on here to listen to the show. So it was a pretty good day today. And hopefully we have some pretty big appointments tomorrow. And on this Thursday, and also on Wednesday. So it's going to be a pretty busy week. So that's how it is, and that's what you got to do.
Fun.
If Irv comes to your house, you got to stay busy. Otherwise, Irv will be ready to pack up and go home. So you got to keep him busy.
Well, did you have fun? That's the whole key.
Oh, my, did we have fun. And we met that woman and her mother, and, you know, it was just a very interesting day. Yeah, we laughed with a lot of different people that, you know, they was blown away by the technologies that we have our hands on. And, you know, it's amazing. So for those of you that are listening to the show that don't know and don't know me, I suffered from a stomach issue and a bowel issue for many, many years, for like 5 years without, you know, it going away. Every day of my life I woke up and either had to hurry up and get to the bathroom or it was coming out, you know what I mean? It was either going to come out one way or the other. And sometimes it come out, you know, you were vomiting at the same time. It was pretty sickening. Anyhow, within 3 days of having this card, it was all taken away. I've had this card now since July of 2020, and my times of having to go sit on the throne are very limited compared to the way they used to be. So that's, you know what I mean? The card is just amazing. If, you know, I have a lot of discomfort, you know, the card even helps with that. So I got another friend that had a lot of discomfort. He doesn't even use the batteries anymore. He just uses the card. He said he paid $10,000 for the earthing card. That's how much that it's helped him. So that's what I have, folks.
Wow.
Got any other questions for me, Gary?
Well, yeah. Did you learn anything today?
Yeah, we only ever went to one golf course before. So actually, I learned more at my house this morning on when Irv and I were building the card for the golf course. I learned a lot by following him and listening and on how you talk to the people about the different things and how to explain different things to different places where you go. Like, you don't want to go into a floral shop and start out with the range of motion. You want to go in there and try to start out with the food freshness card. And just like the golf, you don't want to go in there and try to, you know, use the food freshness card. You want to talk about, you know, your earthing card and your relief and your nitro. That's, you know what I mean? That's just how you have to use your head and your own judgment in each different type of business that you go in on which would benefit them the most. So... And then we ran into a woman today that really wants her children are out of control, she said, and they just scream and yell all the time, and she wants to see if the CBD necklace could not help her children. So she purchased just one just to see if it will help calm her children down. So it's, you know. The technology just goes on and on, folks. You know what I mean? If you don't have any of these modalities and these batteries, I strongly, strongly suggest that you get some. And if you don't have the money to buy them, all you got to do is start inviting people to the radio show. No matter the more people you invite and they get on here and they're willing to say a couple words that you invited them, then whoever invited them will get some freebies. And then that'll be a point towards their credit. And then once you get so many, you can even earn, you know, more than patches. You know, you have to get people on the show. So the more people you get on the show, the better your modalities that you can choose from that you want for yourself. So.
Absolutely. That's great. Pam, did you just learn anything about what Scott said about having fun going and visiting places?
Oh, I did. And truly, I mean, I have so much to talk about, and I don't want to hog up the whole show, but I did some similar stuff, but instead I invited people here. Every Friday night we have a get-together at Down to Earth from 7 to 9. And so I decided we were going to do the one that Rick loves to talk about where – you have four people try and pick up one person that's sitting in a chair. And so we were able to do that, pick the person up about 3 inches. Of course, we chose one of the smallest ladies in the group. And so we were able to pick her up about 3 inches. And then we sprayed all of us with the earthing card, food freshness, energized water. And we were able to pick her up about 3 feet. So that was phenomenal. And the muscle testing, the range of motion, I do that in my store a lot, but I'm gonna venture out into the world. You guys are inspiring me to venture out.
Well, let me tell you a little secret. Here's your little secret, because I am in Odessa, Texas, going to Ice Road School. But, you know, and people say, well, if you're in Texas, any hot, well, yeah. But we have a field that basically is basically about 6 acres that's nothing but clay. And we have a water truck. And we take this water truck and we spray this clay. Well, when you get clay wet, clay is like glass. It's slicker than ice on the road. And the guy looked at it today, and he said, because I only got one hand, and I drove through everything, and he said, I can't believe that. And then we got through the class. Well, during my little downtime, I spotted 5 restaurants. Well, guess what my big old butt did? I bounced up into each one of the restaurants. I happened to get lucky and find one owner owned 3 different restaurants, and I was showing him the video of the tomatoes. And I showed him the card, and he looked, and he said, that little card can do. I said, yeah. I said, this little rack right here, I said, I see you got nothing but homemade pies. He said, yeah, expensive pies. And I said, you have to throw them any way. And he said, yeah, sometimes people don't. He said, Yeah, actually, probably every week we are throwing one away. I said, well, you're in luck. I'm going to be here for 4 days. He said, you're going to be here for 4 days. I said, yeah. I said, now, I said, you got two coolers, right? And he said, yeah. I said, I'm going to put this food freshness card in this one. And I said, I'm not going to put it in the oven. I want you to put the same pies that you basically, I want you to divide it up. And so he did. When I went back today, you could already tell a difference in the pies that was in this one versus the pie that was in the other. And he noticed it. And he says, you know, people are buying. He says, one guy got this pie, and he's been buying this pie for the last 5 years, basically every 2 or 3 days when he comes in here. And he said today when he came in and he tasted it, he said he's never ate more than one slice. He said, but he ordered 3 slices of this pie today. He said, and he come up to me and want to know what ingredients I did different than this pie. And he just, and I looked at him and I said, none. Why? And he said, this pie just tastes so enriched, it just tastes much, much better. Well, the owner hadn't even tried it, and so when he tried some of the pie, and then he went to the other rack, he came back and he said, do you do know I have 16 restaurants? And I said, no, I don't know. I don't know you. I don't know how many you got. And he said, I've got coolers. And he says, you assure me this could save me money. And I let him read the article and showed him the article from the USA Today article. And I showed him the video, basically, where we were on Stuart and Vernie. And he says, I'm going to read all this information that you sent me. And he says, when can you come back? And I said, when do you want me back? And he said, can you come back, you know, when you leave? And I said, I'll be here till Thursday. I said, I'll come by before I leave Thursday, and I'll show you how to place an order. And we'll get all your restaurants hooked up, and I'll look at your coolers, and we'll figure out what you need. I said, I'll have to get you some prices on some of the double ones that are that we put together for commercial application for your cooler. And he said, you can do that? And I said, well, yeah, I can do that. And I said, it'll be a special request, but we'll put something together for you. So all I'm saying, Pam, is adventure out. You're only limited to your imagination. You can walk into any business and get the owner, not one of the managers, but get the owner, and ask that owner if I can show you how to basically increase sales in your business. Would you give me, you know, at least 30, 45 minutes of your time after I show you a quick little demonstration? And then you do the muscle test with that store owner and ask them, do they have a placemat? You know, do they have a mat? And if they say no, say, go get one. Or you can have one. Say, I'm going to loan you mine. Now watch what I'm going to do. And you spray that mat with water, just the earthing card water, and put it up there and tell the owner to put some trinkets. Put some stuff up there and say, just see, and when people stand on this when they come to pay, if this don't increase the mood. And say, I can show you how you can basically build energy in your store. It may sound stupid, but I can show you how to build energy. And then it says it takes two products. It takes a food freshness card, and it takes an earthing card, and then it takes one more product that we don't have, and that is a big container of water. I like the old wash tubs that you can find occasionally, you know, that'll hold 4 or 5 gallons of water. And you leave those in there. I mean, you can do them for, you know, a minute or two, but I like leaving them in there for at least 48 hours to give a real solid. And then find you some 2 to 3 quart masonite jars and just put them in there and put them in the corners and say, well, watch what happens in 4 or 5 days in your business. I'll be back. And then go back and set an appointment. Get a name, get a phone number, and get appointment time, and go back and say, okay, what was your bottom line since I left you and talked to you last? Have you seen an increase in your sales?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. I mean, how fun would that be? Really fun.
This is the most funnest thing I've ever had. This is the most funnest business I've ever seen in my life because it's fun. You know, some people will look at you kind of weird, but most people have no clue what quantum resonating energy is. Now, you started to say something else. What was you fixing to say?
I don't know. I just think that's a good intro for Earth to give us a little, what is quantum energy?
Oh, that is a great question. What is quantum resonating energy, and who is Nikola Tesla, for those that don't know anything about what quantum resonating energy, and who is Mike Hassler and Rick Hassler? Who is this little 8-year-old company that nobody knows about that is basically fixing to set the entire world, literally, on quantum? Can you tell us a little bit of what me and Pam have just thrown at you?
Sure. Love to. Let's start with Nikola Tesla. Mr. Tesla came to America in the late 1800s, and he came here for kind of a quest, and that was a quest to work with a guy named Edison. And Edison was a pretty remarkable guy. He was doing a little innovative work. He was working on some inventions, and Tesla, you know, knew about these, various projects that Edison was working on and wanted to be able to mentor with him. So he showed up on his doorstep and said, "Mr. Edison, I'd like to add my knowledge to your research, and we'll come up with some amazing developments. I'd like to partner with you." And at that point, Edison said to Mr. Tesla, "Why do I need you? You know, I could get some of the sharpest minds in the world. I could get some really amazingly well-trained scientists to work with me. Who are you?" And the guy said, "Well, I'm Nikola Tesla, and I have aspirations to become one of the most well-known and most recognized scientists of our era." And Edison said, "Well, I don't know. You know, go away." And Tesla came back again, and eventually he kind of beat the door down. Edison let him work with him for a while, and he came up with some discoveries that Edison pretty much took credit for. But ultimately, there always was a lot of animosity between the two guys because, again, Tesla created the ideas, you know, developed the solutions, and Edison took the credit. You can understand why that would be a problem. Well, Mr. Tesla went on and began to work on a project called the Tesla Coil. Basically, he found a banker named J.P. Morgan that, you know, began to put some money into allowing Mr. Tesla to work on his project. And he was working on bringing energy to the world, electricity to the world through the air. Now think about that. Would you like free electricity coming through the air? Would have been pretty remarkable, but, you know, some financial, you know, kind of giants got in his way and they put some kiboshes to that project. But ultimately, if you ever go to Niagara Falls and you see that amazing river that comes, you know, out of the falls itself, and you know, it's a pretty remarkable high rapids area. And there's a little hydro plant underneath there that creates electricity for the entire Niagara region. That's a Tesla creation. It's been duplicated, replicated all over the world. And in the 20s, Tesla was working on, you know, basically the transmission of radio frequencies. And he developed something that a guy named Marconi stole his idea and became famous for starting radio. Well, turns out that he was discredited eventually, and now the world really knows that it was developed by Nikola Tesla. Tesla invented over 300 different patented ideas, and he's best known as being a futurist. And why is that all relevant? Well, in the 20s, he was basically detailing the, you know, fundamental principles of quantum resonating energy. Now we've come full circle. What is quantum resonating energy? Well, it's very difficult to explain, but we do know that the entire world, the entire universe, everything is energy. And this energy is specific to everything in the world, whether you're looking at hardwood, you know, in your house, or whether looking through your windshield or a glass window, or whether you're looking at material or trees or the grass or, you know, anything in this world, it has its own specific resonating energy. And what we now know is that that energy specifically impacts other things with energy fields. So in essence, there is a interrelationship between the energy as it impacts other energy. You know, and that could be energy in plants, energy in animals, energy in people. Now, sounds like, you know, pretty far out there stuff. But again, Tesla was visioning the importance of this in the 20s. That's more than 100 years ago. Now let's kind of bring it full circle. What does that mean for you, and how important is it? Well, let me answer that in reverse order. It's of the utmost importance, maybe the most important thing in your life. You just don't know it yet. And, you know, why is it important to you? And that is because now, based upon, and Gary mentioned a couple, you know, people's names, a Mike Hassler, who was a young man in 2012. He had just basically graduated from high school. And at that point, he was invited to the Tesla convention. His father, Rick Hassler, is a serious businessman. He had sold one of his companies as an Inc. 500 company to Kyocera, the Japanese international industrial giant, for big bucks. And the key is that when Mike was invited to that convention, both of them went, you know, father and son. They specifically, you know, entertained all the information that they were, you know, given the privilege of reviewing. And it was mind-swelling, unbelievable at how important that information was. However, there were no practical applications that they could perceive at the time. So Rick, the father, wrote it off. You know, he kind of thought, hey, this is just science fiction stuff. You know, I don't know if I'll live long enough to enjoy the benefits. And on the other hand, his son Mike basically shocked his father with this statement. He said, Dad, based upon what we were exposed to and some thoughts I have, I believe we could impact the world. We could change and make this a better world. His dad freaked when he heard that. He said, what are you talking about? And Mike said, Dad, I really know I can, you know, make some serious, serious devices and some technology to change and improve our world. And with that, he specifically, basically said, Dad, I just need some money to do this. And his dad said, for what? And at that point, Rick started spelling out, you know, all the reasons not to give his son some money. And Mike countered with, Dad, you know how to make money. We're going to make an awful lot of money based upon improving people's lives around the world. Well, that caught Rick's attention. And Rick said, you know, what do you want it for? And Mike spelled out basically the components of a quantum physics laboratory. His dad said, here's the checkbook. I hope you're, you know, kind of on target here. And at that point, Mike was as on target as anybody could ever be. He went immediately acquiring state-of-the-art equipment, put together a quantum physics laboratory, and immediately upon having that equipment in place, went to work. And boy, he was focused. And he worked like, you know, people that used to have incredible work ethic. Well, he had it because he wanted to prove to his dad that he could, you know, be the man that he was claiming that he could be. And it didn't take him very long until he came up with an idea that was patentable. And that was the beginning of this technology. And literally, that patent has turned into a total of 6 patents, 15 international recognition awards. And the company has done $1 billion in sales with the technologies that they've created. They unconditionally guarantee all of them to work, and specifically for anybody that tries them, if they're not perfectly satisfied for any reason, they don't have any financial risk because there is a minimum of a 90-day unconditional satisfaction guarantee, and some of the technologies actually have a one-year guarantee. For people listening to this radio show, if you're a first-time listener, you could begin to get some of those modalities. I like to call them batteries because they're, you know, things that store energy, and you can get some for free. So please don't leave this show without, you know, going through the process of getting your freebies. And as people begin to get serious about sharing this information with others, you get points for doing that. The more points you accumulate, the more freebies you can acquire. Unlimited ability to acquire everything in our product line simply by taking the actions to make more people aware of our various technologies. Does that
wow.
help, Gary?
Now, Irv, you mentioned something about they have other modalities. Like, for example, let's say I've got an issue with my back. Well, for example, let's use Scott, for example. Scott had an issue with a severe major problem with his back, and then we introduced this little bitty round-like, nickel-like, little clear, basically material, which is basically like a, it's not a regular hologram, but it has more than 100 frequencies in it, and they call it Relief. What does Relief really do, and are there other applications other than maybe his back or like my arm where I just had surgery and blew my doctor's mind because of how fast it's healing? Are there other applications for this product called Relief or Nitro or Wow? I mean, we can go on because we got stuff for sleep. We've got stuff for people that are older, like Irv, not me, I'm young. Anyway, to help people with their joints if they get stiff, or there's stuff for pets. Can you pick one, or should we let somebody in the audience, or Pam or Scott, ask a question? Because there's so many things we have that, like the food freshness technology that basically I introduced to the restaurant owner, or the grounding, earthing. That does wonders with EMF or helping people. Scott alluded to it. There's this, like I said, the sleep. There's Wow. There's one for if we get headaches. I mean, can you touch on a few of these? And I know she talked about a battery because they hold energy. And the reason why we tell people batteries is because a lot of people, when we say resonator, they look at us like we're completely stupid. But they resonate literally energy into a person's body without having any chemicals whatsoever. The reason we like to call them a battery is because everybody knows like a car battery will last you 1 to 2 years and they wear out. Household flashlights use a battery and they will wear out over a period of time. That's one of the reasons why we say battery, because these will last 72 hours and then they kind of wear out. Am I going in the right direction asking this question?
Well, that's one of our batteries. That would be the peel and stick varieties, with the exception of the EMF for protecting ourselves from the electromagnetic frequency from things like cell phones and routers and laptops and notebooks and microwave ovens and smart meters on your house and smart vacuum cleaners and hair dryers and other things that emit EMF. Those particular peel and sticks last an entire year. Well, they last longer than a year, but they're unconditionally guaranteed for a year. Now, the three-day varieties are the things like the Relief that you mentioned, the sleep. We have a really incredible new technology. It's called Balance Plus, and I'm going to talk a little bit about that one because we're just beginning to see some fascinating benefits. And Saturday on the showcase, we had the privilege of meeting Rick's wife. Again, that's the owner's wife. And she was pretty much the reason that the Balance Plus was created. And this is, you know, kind of her story. She was snowmobiling. She had a helmet on. Apparently, you know, she's a small-framed woman, and this helmet was a little too big, and it began to, you know, kind of vibrate her vertebrae, and it literally created a situation where she had major, major trauma. In fact, she was at a chiropractor, you know, for treatment, hoping to, you know, kind of get things put back together, and the chiropractor realized that she was in a major, major distressful situation, and, you know, got a hold of Rick and said, we need to get her immediately to an emergency hospital somewhere. And they live in New Hampshire. Took, you know, 5 hours or so to get her to the hospital, and wasn't a very, you know, pleasant reality. But bottom line is that the hospital eventually said, there's nothing we can do. We don't know how to treat it. We don't know, you know, exactly what direction to go in. And at that point, Rick called a chiropractor that had been using and was familiar with some of his other batteries. And again, company's 8 years old. They've been using medical practitioners and alternative practitioners and Reiki masters and, you know, essential oil people and energy healers and, you know, various people that were open to novel solutions, innovative solutions to complications that people had. And this particular individual from Louisiana said to Rick, you know, I believe I can help your wife. And he immediately got some frequency, and it was actually tuning fork frequencies to the Hassler family, and they, you know, began to, you know, embed them into use in these batteries, and they got it to the wife and made all the difference in her life. Her quality of life is restored based upon having this Balance Plus modality. They're now readily available, very inexpensive. Each sticker that you put on, each battery lasts about 72 hours. And anybody that has any complications with balance, whether it's mental balance, whether it's physical balance, whether it's a little bit of a complication between the balance between the mind and the body, and that's pretty much everybody has complications in that arena, you're going to find it will have major positive impact on your day-to-day quality of health. So many cool things in the works.
Awesome. That is some very, very awesome and interesting information. Can I turn this thing into a really lucrative business?
Well, when you begin and again, you know, having taught at the university level, specifically one of the analyses that we taught our graduate students that were looking into marketing careers was return versus risk. You know, it's called risk versus return analysis. And the cool thing about this particular group of batteries, these technologies that we're talking about, and some we haven't talked about at all this evening, that, you know, will be available for each and every one of you to share with other people, and doesn't cost anything to become a brand partner, so there's no financial risk of any kind. And as a financial, you know, brand partner, you have the opportunity to, as you expose other people to these various, and I'm going to call them perfect solutions to some of the most complicated issues of our era, you're going to see checks accrue. You know, little checks in the beginning with little orders that go in the system, and bigger checks as bigger orders go in, and as groups of orders go in, you'll see increasing revenues. And if you choose to build a team, and that's an option, or if you choose to bring in nonprofit organizations or other businesses that are going to retail, you know, product, you have the opportunity to receive leveraged income. In other words, not only get paid for what you do, but more importantly, get paid for what you start. And as for, you know, income opportunity with novel innovative technologies that are patented with this magnitude of importance, the income opportunity is absolutely unlimited. So, you know, don't take our word for it. Review the compensation plan. You know, get back to the individual who invited you here. They'll be glad to share information with you so that you can get the details to any level that you aspire to understand. If you're looking for just a little hobby income, it's here. If you're looking just, you know, for the ability to acquire, you know, all the products that you'd like to have for you and your loved ones by out of earnings so that you never have to spend money to acquire them, that's certainly available to everyone. If you want to create part-time income, simple process, invite people to this radio show. Invite people to our showcase on Tuesday evening. That's at 9 p.m. Eastern time. That's tomorrow night, you know, 6 p.m. Pacific. Have some guests on that showcase. At 11 a.m. on Saturday morning, 8 a.m. Pacific time Saturday morning, we have an amazing showcase, usually with a world-renowned or a world-class practitioner. And you'll learn so much by attending, and it will give you the ability to make more informed decisions about your health and give you some, you know, kind of direction to begin to improve your health. Sharing that information will lead you to income.
Absolutely. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to get a few more people participating besides Pam and Scott. I know we got a line full of people tonight. But before we do, Steve, you know, you had a good friend of yours that had some surgery like I did about a year ago. And you know him a little better than what I do. Do you know a little bit about his story, or can you validate his story if I tell it, or you want to tell it?
You'll go ahead and tell it. I am having trouble talking today.
Okay. Well, I had this guy, a friend of mine, his name is Sean, and Sean basically was tarping in Texas, and he basically was tarping a load, and he got hit with some high winds that come out of nowhere, literally just come out of nowhere, and he's on the back of this, basically a back of a flatbed truck tarping a load, and the wind happened to catch his tarps. Well, instead of falling backwards on his head and busting his head open on concrete, he reached up and grabbed a hold as he was falling backwards, because he had really no choice other than to try to grab the tarp. He reached and grabbed one of the straps, and when he grabbed the strap, it kept him from falling backwards. But in the meantime, what it done, it ripped basically everything out of his left arm, out of his socket, the rotary cup, the whole nine yards. And they had to basically, he finished tarping, and when he got to where he had to go, they went to the hospital. They had to do surgery. And when I talked to him, I could tell he was in deep, deep pain. He hadn't slept in like 3 days. I said, hey, I'm be coming through Kansas City, and he told me where he lived. And I said, well, I'm going to be passing by there. And he lives like within 5 miles or 5 minutes of where that was at. So I stopped, and I gave him some relief and some CBD, and he was reluctant with the CBD. And even though he knows me and trusts me, he was kind of reluctant. But he took it, and his girlfriend basically said that within about 8, 9, 10 minutes after he got home and put that on his back or on his shoulder, and where they did the surgery on his back and shoulder, that he fell asleep. I mean, like, you know, within 8 minutes was out like a light and slept through the night, which he hadn't had no sleep or hardly at all. It was because he didn't want to take the pain medication. And then he tried the CBD with the relief. And they were having him basically, he was going to be out of work for over 16 weeks. Kind of like what they told me. They told me with this surgery that I just had done, I could expect basically minimum of basically 12 to 14 weeks before I could go back to work, but more like 16 or more. And I loaded my arm up with all these resonators and wrapped them up, same kind of like what he did. And he was able to go through the physical therapy quicker and faster. And his doctor basically decided to come on board our team because my friend Sean literally went through and was back in a truck in basically right around 6 weeks. That blew the doctor's mind. He passed the 16-week training course of the physical therapy, was already in less than 6 weeks. He was on the 16th week. And they let him get back in a truck, which the doctor had said in 30 years he'd never seen anybody do that. My doctor basically in 20, 25 years said he's never seen where he could take out stitches within less than, take out stitches within 8 days after somebody had surgery. I'm not saying anything medical, but my arm basically it's been starting to heal ever since day one because I put this stuff on my body. And I put an earthing card near it and wrapped it in gauze and just left it. And every 3 days I was taking them off and put new gauze on and wrapping it up. Well, they took out my stitches within 8 days. And my doctor, like Sean's doctor, couldn't believe it, so I handed him some resonators. I'm not telling anybody this is a good way to get in the business or go see your doctor and get hurt to get your doctor to try it. But, hey, if you know a doctor, you ought to give them some samples and say, test these and tell me what you think. But he went through all that and was back in a truck within a short time span. And I wish he could have been here to basically tell his own story, but he's basically going to be working up in Canada for a while, and he told me he was going to have to leave the radio show, but he introduced me to Steve. And Steve, I think, has got a toothache or something. He can't hardly really talk, but he can run the radio board. Is that about right, your friend Sean, Steve? Is that close to what he was saying?
Yes, sir.
Cool. All right. Anyone else? I know that Teresa's on the line, Scott's wife. I know there's some other people. Anyone want to basically press 1 and get in the queue so you could ask Irv or myself a question about any of the modalities or the food freshness card or the earthing card? If you don't have a question, I'm going to ask her a little bit about the earthing card and about the what it does for the EMF and about the food freshness card if we don't have anybody. But please, press 1. Love for y'all to get involved and interact with this. This is your radio show.
9046.
All right, Steve, you got anybody?
9046. You're live.
Your mic is live. (9046) If you muted your line, please unmute. Hit *6 or check your mute button on your phone. Maybe you've accidentally hit the mute button. 9046. Well, Irv, while we're waiting on that, can you tell us? Hello.
Hi, Gary.
Hello. Come
again.
Hi, we hear you.
You do?
Yes, we're here.
Okay. I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
I had back surgery, and I have a lot of metal on my back, and I wondered if that would hurt to put that on my back. I have a lot of screws. I have 18 inches of rod in my back.
Point of interest, the modalities that we're talking about are energy modalities, okay? And, if you compare it to, for instance, our earthing card has earthing frequencies in it, okay? And we talk often about the natural quantum resonating energy of the sun creating vitamin D3 in the body. Well, let me ask you a simple question. Those are both just natural sources of quantum resonating energy. Have you ever heard of any reason why anybody with any, kind of surgery or, any kind of complications relative to having metal having been placed in their body have any restrictions from enjoying the benefits of the earth or the sun?
No.
Well, that's exactly the answer. What we have here is an amazing breakthrough in technology. There's no chemicals of any kind in any of our modalities. They're only energy. They're derived from, you know, various sources of things in our world that create energy. It could be plants. It can be tuning forks. It can be, you know, that's musical energy. It can be specifically essential oils. It could be terpenes, you know, components of plants. It could be vitamins, minerals. We have the ability to isolate all those frequencies, and as we begin to embed them into the batteries, that's all the batteries carry forward, the frequency of the original items that have been embedded into them. And the body has energy fields that are often blocked, or they're just not working efficiently like they were designed. And when you add additional energy, no matter how much physical manipulation the body has gone through, it is always of major benefit. And now I'm going to tell you a little story. Scott brought in or introduced, he was at a butcher shop. And when he was at the butcher shop, you know, he had the, I'll call it boldness to get out one of the earthing cards. And there was a young girl there who had had some back surgery and had had some metal rods inserted in her back. And, you know, I think she had that, you know, don't quote me on when she had it done, but I think it was when she was like an early teenager. And when he was there, she was closer to like 18. And she said, I felt those, you know, rods and, you know, kind of, they're very discomforting ever since the surgery. You know, not one day have I ever, you know, had the blessing of being normal again. And within, you know, minutes of her having that card in her hand, she was screaming across the room, you know, across the butcher shop to her father. He said, Dad, you aren't going to believe this, but I don't feel the rods in my back. So all I could say is that there's no downside, and the potential positive impact could give you so much improved quality of life that there would be nothing that would stop me from climbing over the mountain to get back to the individual who invited you here tonight to get, you know, the information you need to make an informed decision. And if you decide to purchase, again, comes with an unconditional one-year guarantee. If you choose to earn, you know, any of the modalities, the earthing card that we do have available, just begin to invite people. You'll accumulate points. The more, you know, more people you bring into becoming aware of these technologies, the more rewards you'll be able to acquire, and eventually you could, you know, accumulate any of the products in the product line out of action instead of out of expenditure. Does that help answer your question?
Yes.
Marvelous. We look forward to, you know, kind of your journey back to feeling a lot better. You know, I feel, you know, I'm very compassionate and I'm very empathetic and I, you know, feel your pain. I mean, I you know, every time, in fact, I talked to a guy yesterday who, you know, specifically is looking at back surgery. You know, he'll know within 2 weeks what his doctors are going to, you know, recommend. But, you know, I'm hoping that he'll embrace our technologies and, you know, possibly be able to head it off at the pass, so to speak, you know, because, you know, surgeries are typically irreversible.
Yes, they are.
You know, it's one thing.
I've had three of them, and I've been on narcotics for about 10 years.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Well, all I could say is that, you know, if you could get resolution for your discomfort without, you know, needing any more, you know, prescription drugs, your mm-hmm. life would be, in my opinion, so much improved.
Yeah. Well, my granddaughter is the one who got me to call in.
Oh, excellent, excellent. And again, because you're a first-time listener, you'll be eligible. This is how that works. You know, just because you're here tonight, you'll be eligible for a 9-day supply of the peel and stick resonators. You could get the wow, which helps with discomfort. You could get the relief that helps with discomfort. And your granddaughter will be rewarded with points that will begin to accumulate so she can acquire, you know, free products. If you choose, and this is an option, and again, we're not in any way suggesting that you should do this, but in our experience, and every person that is on this show that's experienced these various batteries, you know, they'll literally scream it from the mountain at how much impact and how, you know, how much blessing they have received by being able to enjoy the benefits of these, you know, various batteries. Well, if you're willing to share with a few other people, okay, two other people within a week, you know, we kind of put a little time frame for first-time listeners. And again, you're not selling anything. You're not asking them to spend any money. You're not, you know, trying to persuade them to do anything other than listen to this information. You know, listen to our radio show. And when they dial in, if you get two people to successfully do that, we up your freebies from a 9-day supply to a 24-day supply. So, you know, that's a good thing, in my opinion. I mean, it's certainly, the price is right. Free is a good price. And then if you get a little more excited and you invite a total of 4 people within the next week that listen to our show, and we're on 5 nights a week, so, you know, that would mean there's 5 shows between now and the end of the week, you know, 1 week from today. If you get 4 people to listen, we up that instead of, you know, the 9-day supply that you're already entitled to based upon just, you know, reviewing some information. We up that with 4 guests to a total of a 36-day supply of free resonators. And we throw in an EMF shield, which is, you know, a really nice thing to have to protect yourself from your cell phone, if you use your cell phone a lot, or if you have a smart TV in your house, to stop the radiation from having, you know, negative impact on your health.
Mm-hmm.
So free is on the table for you. You know, we'll be glad to Scott will, you know, be glad to work with you. I'll be glad to work with you. We're in the area, actually. You know, if you'd want to, you know, gather a few people that might be interested in information, we could do a demonstration. Or just invite them to the radio show. So those are all options for you, and we thank you very much for stepping forward and participating in our show tonight. It was painless, wasn't it?
Yes.
Okay, you're right. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for calling in, and please get back with the person that invited you. We thank you so much for calling in. Get back with whoever invites you so you can get your free resonators. And we're here every night, but Tuesday and Friday. Please come back and bring some people. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Good night.
Welcome.
All right. Anyone else got a question, comment? Did you see how painful that was? I mean, it's a very painful.
It brought out smiles, in my opinion. When I talked to her earlier this evening, you know, she was reticent. You know, she didn't want to talk on the show. And, you know, we told her she didn't have to. You know, if she didn't want to, that was her choice. But apparently she felt our compassion. She felt that we're here to help people. And we're just so happy to hear people, you know, kind of step forward and try to get their questions answered and go on that, you know, beginning journey to improve their lives. And it has nothing to do with age. It has nothing to do with sex. It has nothing to do with experience. It has to do with information, and that's what this is all about. We are making people aware of alternatives that they would have no way of knowing about. I learned a long time ago, and anybody could disagree with me if they choose to, but I've never run into anybody in my entire life that has disagreed ever on this statement, and that is, isn't it correct that you can't possibly know what you don't know?
Absolutely, and not only that, Irv, I have been in this arena probably about 35 years, and honestly, I have never seen all the certain things come together where you have a manufacturer, where you have the inventor and owner, where you have the distribution center, where you have people like yourself and me that are honestly trying to literally be compassionate to help people, but spend our own money promoting this radio show, but giving away free samples and letting all of our people that believe in us and believe in what they've heard give away and reach into your and my pocket and give away free samples to build their business. You and I both have been around this arena a long, long, long time. Do you know any other company that is doing this?
Not with unlimited product availability. There is, again, no caps on the amount of free product that anybody can get based upon just spreading the word. So the answer to that is I'm willing to bet there are no companies anywhere in the world that have anything going on even remotely similar to what each and every one of our listeners have available to them. So please take advantage of it. You know, make a difference in your life and other people's lives around you, because so many people are in need of solutions. With that, do we happen to have anybody else that has pressed one? If not, we'll, you know, kind of graciously thank all of our veterans and all of our active military on Monday night. We'd like to, you know, pay tribute to our military individuals and firemen and policemen and people that serve, you know, kind of with, you know, beyond the call of duty. And they are, you know, remarkable people. We love them all. We can't thank them enough. And again, Monday night, often we have, you know, some military people on board that tell us, you know, how they have either complications that they would like to find solutions for. A lot have anxiety issues, and a lot have, you know, physical challenges that occurred because of their military activity. And then we hear often the solutions that they found within our battery product line. So, you know, again, thank you, military. Anybody else has anybody else pressed one this evening that we haven't addressed yet?
No, sir.
Okay. Well, with that, Gary, if you're still with us, you can close it out. If I don't hear from you in 10 seconds, I'll close it out for the evening. Appears as if Gary has dropped off. We pass our prayers to Gary for both his wife and his mother, both really, you know, challenged with severe complications in their health. And we thank and love everybody that joins us. And you know, Scott, thank you for participating. Pam, thank you for participating. You know, Steve, we appreciate you running the board. You know, it's kind of an integral family, and we're all on a similar mission, and that mission is to make a difference. So with that, thank you all for having been with us tonight. And please, if you can, plan on attending the 9 p.m. Eastern Time showcase from the company tomorrow. If you don't know how to get that dial-in number or that link so that you could join by Zoom, get back to the individual who invited you here this evening, and they'll be glad to share with you. And with that, good night all, and again, can't thank you enough. Have a blessed evening.